you, Sabrina. I'm Alice Johnston, and today on Lifestyle, our guests are from Catholic Charities. We have Diane Giovinozzi, supervisor of the LIHEAP program of Newcastle County, and Susanna Casado, program manager of the weatherization program. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning,
Good
Alice.
Morning, Alice.
Great to have you here. Diane, what is LIHEAP?
LIHEAP is the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. It provides heating assistance for low-income families in need of the help of paying their winter heating bill. It is a supplemental program which will pay towards oil, propane, natural gas, electric, and in those cases where people heat with stoves, we also do wood and pellets. We have vendors, so we have companies that are contracted that once someone gets a benefit, they get an award letter, they contact the vendor, and the vendor comes deliver.
Okay. So how does one apply for the LIHEAP program?
You could call any of Catholic Charities locations. We have an office. Our main office is, or where I work out of, is 4th and Green Hill Avenue. We also have an office at 1320 East 23rd Street, which is in Catholic Charities Thrift Store in Kent County. For the people that live down there, we have an office in Dover at 2099 South DuPont Highway in Dover. And for Sussex County residences, we have an office at 406 South Bedford Street, Suite 9 in Georgetown.
So what is a typical client in need of LIHEAP? What are their needs?
Usually it is, there's an income eligibility as far as this is concerned. So anyone can come in and apply, but you have to be 200% or below of the poverty level to apply for the program. We encourage people to call when they initially call. We have staff that can answer questions and try to get a feel. We don't want to discourage people from not coming in, but we look at gross income for the entire family.
I see. And you said Catholic Charities has multiple locations with the LIHEAP that provide the LIHEAP program. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and this basically goes by zip code. Now, people that live in the Middletown area have the choice of coming to Wilmington or Dover. But once you come in, if you're a new client, you tell us where you want to keep the file. We have people that live in Dover but work in Wilmington, so it's more convenient to come to the Wilmington location.
Diane, does a client need to come into an office, to one of the Catholic Charities offices, to apply for the program?
For the initial interview, the first time, we do need them to come in. The caseworker will determine that in the future, if you're on a fixed income, let's say you're a senior citizen on disability or Social Security or a pension, and that's the only income coming into the household, you may be able to be made a mailer, but your caseworker will determine that at the time of the first, you know, interview. If you are determined to be a mailer, you will get an application the following summer, and you just fill it out, photocopy certain information, and send it in. Also, I encourage my people in Newcastle County, if they're a first-time mailer and they're having a problem filling out the information, or they really can't afford to do, you know, the postage, they can come into the office during the summer months, and we will help them. We will photocopy the information, and then we'll send it down to Dover for them.
Okay, that sounds very convenient. What if a client has a physical disability?
They still have to come in. Now, if they have someone in the family that has power of attorney that can come in for them, that is possible. But for the initial interview, because there's certain documentation we need and we need to get it into the computer. And also, you know, someone might have a physical disability, but they have other people in the household that earn an income, and that would prevent them from maybe being a mailer. So we would need to interview them, start a case on them, and then we would make the determination. I know that paratransit sometimes will bring clients in. Catholic Charities has Marydale, which is a senior residency program, and I know that we have plans to have a busload of the new residents come in and do applications on the same day, and that way the people down at Marydale can make sure they have all their information so we can sort of make it a one-time deal. We try to get everything done in one appointment, and that's why we ask that people bring what we absolutely need, and that way we can get them done and finished so that when we get our funds, they are sure to be taken care of immediately.
Diane, when clients come in and hopefully have just one appointment to receive the program at Catholic Charities, what type of time frame are they looking at from the moment they enter Catholic Charities or mail in their application to the time they actually start to receive the benefit?
Okay. This is a one-time benefit, and basically it's whenever the money is released. Historically, it's been in mid-December. So if you come in or you mail in your application in the summer, you will get an award letter as soon as the finances hit, you know, we get the funds in. For a oil client, let's say, or a propane, a deliverable product, as soon as they get their award letter, their letter will state how much the benefit is, and it will tell them to call their vendor. The vendor will have already been notified, so they'll come out and make the delivery. If, let's say, you're a Delmarva client, Delmarva gets a giant list with everybody's name, but it's not until they actually get the funds do they go ahead and credit people on their bill. So on your award letter, it says your amount, and it says 30 to 60 days it may take. So we encourage clients, keep paying your bill like you normally would. If you find that you're starting to fall behind, call Delmarva. They will make arrangements to put you either on a budget or a payment plan so that you can kind of keep pace with it. They look at the winter season as being the 1st of October, and you have until the end of April to use up the benefit. So let's say you're an oil client. You could get a first delivery, and if you have funds left, because the oil company does just not get a check with your name on it. What it is as you use your benefit, they will bill us, they will get paid. If you have enough funds to get a second and maybe even a third delivery, then that will continue, but it's only one benefit amount you get per season for that program.
So, Diane, if I heard you correctly, you get one benefit per one season. However, if you run out of propane, you may be eligible for another delivery.
Yes, if you have enough funds, let's say your benefit was $1,200 and you only use $300. Also with propane and oil, it depends on how large your tank is. Some people, you know, have a 150-gallon tank. Some people have 275. But the vendor will come out and make as many deliveries. Now, let's say you only have $50 left. You have the option of having them come deliver the 50, but you would have to make the, you know, the payment for the rest of it because they usually have a minimum. People need to understand that they're running their trucks and they have a driver, so they have to be paid. So it has to be worth it for them to come out. So if you only have $50 or $25, you may have to pay the difference. But if the benefit is enough to give you two or three tanks of oil, it may get you through the whole winter, depending on the price of oil. And also, you know, what you set your thermostat at.
Is the Catholic Charities LIHEAP program a federally funded program?
Federally funded program. We use a state computer system. So when you come in, everything is entered on a database so that we can keep track. And I'm new to the program about 3 years ago. It used to be everything was done on paper. So I can't even imagine how they were able to keep on top of, you know, who this, who that, addresses and all that. We encourage clients, if you're moving, you need to send in a copy of your new lease and you need to send in a new electric bill or whatever the bill is, because we have to be able to track you. Let's say Delmarva, if you have a new account number and you've moved, they can't apply a benefit if they have an old account number, and they go by whatever information we send them when we send them the list of who's getting what award for the season.
Diane, do you have to be a homeowner?
No, this goes for anybody. There are, and the whole program is based on how many people in the household, what your income is, and how you heat. Because natural gas is the most inexpensive way to heat. The most expensive is usually oil and propane because those are non-regulated items. So, you know, at the beginning of the winter, oil may be $2.50 a gallon. But 2 years ago when it was really cold and oil prices were high, people were paying $4 and $5, you know, a gallon sometime. And especially for people that have limited income, that maybe have $100 that they can spend, they're going to get charged the most per gallon. When you get your tank filled, it's usually the lowest price that you can possibly get, depending on your vendor. And we have a list of approved vendors that have signed a contract that agree to take care of our clients. There's an ethical part of this where, you know, you can't jack a price up because you're low income. They're kind of set where they need to stay. But clients need to understand it's a supply and demand. So in the summertime, oil is cheap. When it gets to be February and it's, you know, 20 degrees out, the prices do go up.
So it does behoove our clients to come into Catholic Charities' LIHEAP program as soon as they, it's in the fall. What do you recommend?
Well, we start taking, in fact, usually it's the beginning of September through the end of March. But it's definitely best to get in early because let's say you come in and you forget something that you didn't know you had to bring or you left it at home or you can't get access to it. It behooves you to get in early. We'll give you a list of anything that you need to bring back. Usually it does not require a second appointment. You can just drop it off at the window. Your caseworker will get it, get you in, get you certified, and then get you funded. But it is definitely one of those things where last year was the first year the program ever ran out of funds. So there were people that came in for an appointment at the very end of the program and were not able to get a benefit. And that is sad because you have a large window where you can come in and be interviewed.
I see. And Diane, how many families does the Catholic Charities LIHEAP program assist each year?
This past season, it was well over 13,000 people for the LIHEAP program, for the heating program. We also have two other programs that hit off of the LIHEAP. One of them is the summer cooling program. We were able to help over 9,000 families this past summer. And also there is an energy crisis program. This is a program that helped over 1,600 people this past year.
Wow, those are impressive numbers. So what kind of paperwork do clients need to bring to an appointment?
Okay, when they come in for the appointment, it's five basic items. We need Social Security cards for every household member. We need a photo ID showing proof of address for anyone who is 18 or older. Now, that could also, let's say you've got, you know, a child that just turned 18, you have a bill or something that shows they're in the household. If you have a lease, they may be listed on the lease. If you are in Section 8 housing, the child should be listed on, you know, your research. So we will accept those kind of items. If you own a home, that's where particularly because the mortgage will be in one person's name or in maybe the parent's name. If a child is 19 or 20, a pay stub would do because that should have an address on it. We need all pages of the latest utility bill. Now, let's say you're an oil client. We ask you to bring, let's say, your Delmarva bill because if there is a summer cooling program and you are eligible for it, we need the account numbers off of there. We have clients that we ask them how they heat, and they really don't know how they heat. Your Delmarva bill is coded, usually for your heat. It'll tell us, you know, residential gas heating or residential electric. So that's why we need a bill. And if you're City of Newark, if you're Middletown or whatever, we need that electric bill, even though you may not heat with electric or with natural gas. Your lease. If you are a renter, we need the lease because we want to see on there. Usually it tells us if you do or do not have to pay for your heat. If you're a homeowner, you can bring a mortgage statement. If you own your house, you can bring a deed. Or if possible, we can even do a property search and we'll pull up a water bill will do, a Newcastle County tax bill, a City of Wilmington tax bill will do. The last thing is income. We need income statements for all adults in the family. If you work, if you get Social Security, if you get disability, a pension, if you get child support, anything of that nature, anything that is. And it's better to be prepared and bring too much rather than not enough. If you are working and you've been at your job over a year and your year-to-date's on there, a couple of paychecks is fine. If you just started a job, we need to go back 13 weeks, so if you get paid weekly, we need 13. If you get paid biweekly, you know, we need 6 to 7. If you receive food stamps, we would like a food stamp letter with you showing what the benefit is, and that would be your most current. One thing I want to mention, if you're in Section 8 housing, we need a current recert letter, and the recert letter has to state what rent you have to pay for the current time. So if you've just had a new recertification, we don't want that one. We want the one that states what your rent is at the present time when you come to see us. If you're a renter and you don't have a current lease, if you're on a month-to-month lease, you can bring in a rent receipt, but the rent receipt has to reflect the amount that you owe per month.
Okay. Does the Catholic Charities LIHEAP program provide any other assistance?
We have the heating and the cooling, but also our staff at the locations do the application for the weatherization program. So once we have, and basically we need the same information, or they need the same information that we have. So that's why we do the application, we compile the documents, and then we get them to the weatherization program, and then they take it from there.
I see. So just to recap, the Catholic Charities LIHEAP program stands for Low Income
Home Energy Assistance Program.
Thank you. I was leaving that for you. I was leaving that one for
you.
Thank you. And this is a program that provides heating and cooling for low-income residents in Delaware.
Yes. As far as the cooling is concerned, not everybody gets the cooling benefit. Basically, whatever funds are left over from the winter, they look at what that is. Then they figure out who they're going to give it to, because there's often, especially if we have a long or a harsh winter, not enough money for everybody. So that's one of the reasons we want that electric bill, because all that information, your first, however you heat goes in first, and then your cooling money goes in second, or your cooling, you know, like your electric company numbers go in second. So you are then, you know, depending on who gets it, if the government says we have enough money that everybody gets it, everybody gets something. It's a one-shot deal, and everybody gets the same benefit, where the heating benefit is based on how many people in the household, income, or whatever. So there's a sliding scale. The most expensive way, like I said, to heat is oil and gas. The least expensive way is natural gas.
Okay. So, and that is a great segue. You mentioned the weatherization program. So the your department, the Catholic Charities LIHEAP program, does all of the screening to see if there is a need for the weatherization assistance program. And we're going to go to Susanna Casado now, who's going to tell us a little bit about the Catholic Charities weatherization assistance program. Susanna, thanks for your patience.
Thank you. Thank you. The weatherization program is a federally funded program administered by Catholic Charities. We provide a one-time benefit of air sealing, insulation. We check your furnace. We do a fine and tune. We also make sure that your hot water heater is vented correctly and there's no carbon monoxide coming out. We do the same thing with your furnace. And then we also do some repairs, like if you know you need a door replacement. We're not a home improvement program, so you know we can't replace windows, we can't do roofs. There's a lot of things we're limited to do. But pretty much is we want you to have a healthy home, save on your energy bill, and what we do is we come out after you complete your application at any of the three Catholic Charities offices. And then we send a energy auditor out, and what he does is he creates an energy profile of your home. We do some testing, you know, we do visual inspections, and that will determine what your household needs.
Susanna, how does a client find their way to the weatherization assistance program?
Usually our clients come referred to us from the Catholic Charities LIHEAP program. They do the income verification and pretty much the same process that LIHEAP follows. And then the client comes into our system. We double check and make sure that they haven't been weatherized before. A house cannot be weatherized twice. We weatherize homes, mobile homes. And what we do pretty much is if you're a renter, we also can provide weatherization program, like program work. So you don't have to be a homeowner. All you have to do is get permission from your landlord if he cannot afford to do the weatherization. And then we come in and we do the work.
I see. So it sounds like there's an energy conservation initiative between the Catholic Charities LIHEAP program to provide the energy and for the weatherization program at Catholic Charities to ensure when that energy comes into the home, it's doing what it's supposed to do and heat the folks and not go out the windows.
Exactly. You know, we want clients to get their most bang for the buck. So you can, and we find this problem a lot of times is that you know, you've got to benefit from us, but the house isn't energy efficient. So most of it's, you know, your thermostat might not work right, or your heater hasn't been cleaned in a long time. You have no insulation in your attic. I mean, you know, that makes a big difference. So when they come in, basically we look up their name, or we look up the address, because we have to see if the house has ever been done before. Then we ask them questions as far as the condition of the house, because there are certain repairs that might need to be done before we can even think about doing an energy conservation or having them come in and do an energy audit. So we explain that all to people. If they are a renter, we give them a packet that they take, they read, they take to the landlord. Before we go any further, they have to get permission from the landlord, and we will explain, you know, whatever needs to be done, or we will send, you know, have weatherization program staff at Catholic Charities call the landlord and explain if they need more detail. Because I think sometimes landlords are afraid, you know, oh my God, do I have, you know, am I responsible for this? Do I have to pay for this? We explain to people and we explain to landlords that this is, once again, a federal program. If the tenant qualifies and if the property qualifies, as long as they give permission, then Susanna's staff takes it from there.
Can you give us an idea of the type of homes that your auditors walk into and the condition they leave it?
Usually when we work in the city, we obviously work in row homes. When we work, you know, we work statewide in Newcastle County, you know, we might have semi-detached houses or single standing houses. And then downstate, we do a lot of mobile homes, which most of the time need a lot of work. You know, we've had clients that have absolutely no insulation in the bottom of their home, and they're, you know, they're freezing in the winter.
Do you guys do skirting if there's no skirting, or insulation underneath the floor or at the underside of the trailer?
Yeah, usually the way the mobile homes work is they have a plastic membrane, which is called the belly, and on above that there's the insulation, so the belly kind of protects the insulation from getting wet. Usually that's partially gone. We can do that work if 50% of the membrane is still there, and we'll replace the other 50% and we'll do insulation. A lot of cases, you know, we end up going into the roof and we blow insulation in there for the client.
I see. And that's not the same as replacing a roof.
No, we don't do roof replacements. The other things we do is we put smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, energy efficient light bulbs. You know, we just try to make the home as energy efficient and safe. One of our main things is to provide you with a healthy home with good air quality.
So one of the things I find interesting, and I think our listeners do too, is to hear a success story about the programs at Catholic Charities, because it really gives them an idea of the impact that the work you do, Diane in LIHEAP and Susanna in the weatherization program. Susanna, can you give us an idea of a success story or something that resonated with you and your team?
Yes, recently we had a customer that we went to her home. And we were down in the basement, which was a child's playroom, her grandson. And we started testing some of the equipment, the hot water heater. She had just had it replaced, and the installation was not done with permits or anything. And the exhaust was not pitched correctly, so there was carbon monoxide spilling, and there was no detectors there to warn the family that there was an issue. Some of the staff at Catholic Charities got an immediate headache, which is a sign of carbon monoxide poisoning. And the customer proceeded to tell us that her grandson was falling asleep a lot in the couch and having headaches, and he was just very lethargic. We tested the equipment, and we had to shut the gas down and shut the whole house and open it. Then we had to call the city of Wilmington. I mean, it was an emergency, and, you know, with Catholic Charity staff efforts and the help with the city of Wilmington, we were able to get the family a new hot water heater and have it installed correctly so her family would be safe.
That is quite an impact. You saved the lives of that family, and that takes quite a bit of notice. So thank you for that, definitely for that. So what we want to do now is we want to tell our listeners how they can get involved, how they can learn more about the program or become a client of Catholic Charities. And would you recommend that they call the Catholic Charities offices?
Yes, they can give a call, whatever the county is. I'll give you the numbers for everyone. Newcastle County, now this would be the fuel program. We can take phone calls about anything, you know, and direct you if Catholic Charities has a program to fit your needs. We have basic needs. We have counseling. We have the food program as far as daycare is concerned. So we're kind of one-stop shopping. In Newcastle County, to get an appointment for LIHEAP, and you can call anytime in the beginning of September. The number is 302-654-9295. In Kent County, 302-674-1782. And in Sussex County, 302-856-6310.
Excellent. And also, Catholic Charities has a website. If you'd like to go on our website and find out how you can donate if you're interested, that would be www.cdow.org/charities.html. Diane and Susanna, this has been very informative. I've learned a lot about the Catholic Charities LIHEAP program and the Weatherization Assistance Program. It sounds like you guys work in concert to keep everybody warm and toasty. So hopefully we won't have too drastic of a winter this year. So thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome, Alice. Thank you.
Back to you, Sabrina.